Okay, we're live.
We got Finn with Gabe and Joe.
Episode 16.
Yeah, walking down Glendale Boulevard, baby.
Glendale Boulevard, that's where I'm from. That was a Beastie Boys quote, sort of.
Yeah, does a Beck reference Glendale?
He may. I don't think any of those guys were trying to get ripped like us, though.
No.
So, Joe, we got 3 weeks left until the finish line, the mini finish line.
Yeah, right.
How's it going for you? How was this past week?
It's going pretty good. I mean, I'm, you know, still going off the rails a little bit, but
really?
Not near as much as I used to be with the diet, but yeah.
Yeah, Saturday night definitely derailed me a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta refeed now and then.
Yeah.
Set your metabolism.
Except for we're just on a 4 week cycle here. I mean, that's it. This is 4 weeks.
You know, I just read...
Isn't this the time to starve ourselves and not sleep?
No. Actually, that's the thing that's really messing me up, I think, is the sleep. I'm doing really good with everything else.
Yeah.
But I just read a really interesting interview that Alan Cosgrove conducted with this guy... what's his name? I recognized his name, but he was this guy who wrote a book on fat loss, and Alan Cosgrove seemed to have a lot of respect for him.
Huh.
Gave him a lot of props, and this guy said that, you know, that the heavier you are, like say if you're 30% body fat, you don't need to refeed near as much, but if you're like, say, trying to go from 10% to 5%, you need to refeed a lot. He said he was refeeding every other day.
By refeeding, you mean eating crappy foods?
No, not quality, just quantity. Like, eating a lot of calories.
Just calories, okay.
Yeah, because once you get down to 10%, your body starts to think, uh-oh, hey, starvation time, and it starts to kind of...
Yeah.
So you have to do that more often.
Hmm.
So I don't think it was necessarily a bad thing what we did on Saturday.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although the quality of the food wasn't
that
great
either. Had gluten-free pizza outside, like a slice of real pizza.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got in there. And then Tuesday night I played a show, so that's always hard at O'Brien's because I really like having a little Jameson to wet the whistle. So, anyways, how's your diet's going well then?
It's going okay, yeah. I mean, I'm really busy, so sometimes I find myself having these improvised kind of Starbucks breakfasts where I'll get like one of the sausage and egg patty.
Yeah, and take off the bread.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, well, we're going to do an action segment here. Joe, how many pull-ups do you think you can do?
Oh, man. I worked out yesterday, and it was a pull-up day, too. So
really?
I'm feeling really sore.
Okay, so hold this.
All right, ready?
I'll get in there, yeah.
Here he goes. Gabe's going. One. Two. Good form. Three. Supposedly you're not supposed to cross your legs. Four. Works your core better. Five. Yeah, okay. That's a good solid five.
Thanks.
See if I can do four here.
What do you call this? A light post? Lamp post?
Yeah, it's something, man. It's, but it's real, not, real thick, too.
It's a telephone pole thing. Yeah. It's a bar coming off a telephone pole by the park.
Here goes.
Okay, do it. Yeah, we're at Edgewater Terrace for all of you who want to follow along. Joe's got three. He's about to complete his fourth. He's going to kip for his last one. He got it with a kip. So, we're at 4 minutes.
What about your exercise routine? How you been doing?
Good, yeah. I've been doing the body weight thing, and my shoulder's feeling better.
Good.
It's still, I don't know.
I'm still not feeling quite like a supple leopard.
I actually feel like a supple leopard, yeah.
All right.
And I took some before pictures, too, and I gotta say, my before pictures are starting to look like after pictures. So, that's
Wait
good.
A minute.
I'm saying I'm looking good, Joe.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I followed that right. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm still doing the Ferrugia thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my workout yesterday was, dumbbell snatches.
Yeah.
And then presses, low incline presses, coupled with rows.
Okay.
And then straight from that into pull-ups, which is really tough.
Yeah.
And then crossbody hammer curls after that. So
okay.
my biceps were shot.
Yeah,
I'm amazed that I got 5 pull-ups there.
That's good. I did one Art Devaney style workout, but not on Nautilus. Just kind of pushing myself, doing some weights. Why don't we walk to the top of the hill and then we'll start from there, maybe?
Okay. I'm gonna do a little bit of a warm up too before.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta say my glutes are still sore from last week, I think.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know. Or the back of my thighs. Is that your glutes? Or is that your glutes or?
That's your thighs, is hamstring.
This area right here.
Yes, that's your like the right under point between the glutes and hams. Yeah.
Okay, then I think it's hamstrings. Huh. It's just super tight.
Okay.
But what was the question? How's the
sleeping? How's your sleeping?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm getting good. Enough.
I don't think that's the case for me.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I'm going to be doing these sprints in a fasted state, pretty much, because I had a little protein shake for breakfast at 8:30 a.m.
Mm.
And that's it. That's all I've had today.
Well, that's cool.
So.
Yeah, I had 2 eggs. I don't know what I had. Oh, I had 2 more eggs for lunch. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
hey, everybody, I'd like to promote a really good interview on another podcast. The podcast is called Paleo Fitness and Lifestyle. It's this guy, Jason Seib, S-E-I-B.
Okay.
Interviewing Jay Stanton from Knowles.org.
N-O-L-S?
No, G-N-O-L-L-S.
Oh.
.org. And this guy's got a great blog. And
okay,
he really
cool.
knows his stuff, too.
And all right. Yeah, we're just going uphill at fast. Like, what is that, 25 degree inclines?
Yeah.
Maybe more. All right, well, I think we're going to do some stretches and sign out. So
this is our little mini-sode here.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next week, and then we'll be halfway through our 4-week fucking thing. All right.
All right.